following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Progressive Insurance presents Flo's newest song. We compare rates to give you confidence.
We compare rates to find you a great deal, so you can be even more confident. Not that you need more confidence. I'm sure you're a great person with great posture, and you probably look really good in corduroy pants, which isn't easy.
Comparing rates to help you save. Visit Progressive.com today.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
When I heard Wells Fargo was giving their customers a free credit score, I figured I'd stop in.
It's part of our limited-time promotion. We'll give you a personal access code so you can obtain a free credit score and complimentary credit report. We can also talk about your credit score and how it impacts you.
Good to know.
Stop into Wells Fargo from now until November 15, 2012, and ask a banker about how to get your personal access code to obtain a free credit score and complimentary credit report. Wells Fargo. Together we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank N.A. See a banker for specific promotion details.
You're tuned in to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Dent Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insight from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald. Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star. From ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg, Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal Star. Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated, Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com.
As well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles in his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev, Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who will be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. It's Tuesday, Doug Gooda Damon Day. And coming up on the program today, preview the high school football playoffs. Brent Streeter of Undefeated Bertrand is going to join us. It is Tuesday. That means Daryl Morris and Tony Harper are going to talk a little UNK and Hastings College football. But the big story, we've got a big story locally. Obviously, we had a boring Monday night football game last night. We actually had a boring baseball game, if you want to call it boring, because the Giants got out so quick that it was no longer in doubt. I guess that gave you a chance to switch over to the debate, Damon?
No. I used to be an avid political science person. And then the night that we elected Barack Obama, I pretty much realized that the world is over as we know it, and I've never, ever watched or read another political commentary or anything in the last four. I'm very proud of that, actually, that I have just given up on the...
And that's what turned you over to communism, huh?
Yeah, exactly. You know, no, I have given up on the political process, to say the least. So that we could have our own special on that, but...
You're on the wrong show.
I am probably more of a Rush Limbaugh guy than
easy, or I'm going to have to drive you across town.
There you go.
888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. That is the phone number if you'd like to be on today's program. We've got Troutman's Tuesday Trivia coming up later on in the program. We'll talk about the playoffs and Monday Night Football, but... Lance Creech this morning, there is a release coming from Hastings College saying this will be his last season as the men's basketball coach. Our effort to talk to Coach Creech so far this morning has not happened, and we are continuing to effort. Coach Creech is always good with us on the show, and if not today, I'm sure we'll talk with him real soon. But 11 years, he will coach this season, and then has said his kids are growing up. He wants to follow his kids, and Damon, you're not too far away from being in the same boat with the kids, with the family type of deal. At this level, let's face it, you're not the guys that are coaching at UNK, the guys that are coaching at Hastings College, even the assistant coaches down at the University of Nebraska. Your paychecks aren't Nick Saban's. Your paychecks aren't Bob Stoops, even Coach Pelini's. But you need to have a job, too. So that's kind of a double-edged sword there for you.
It is. It definitely is a balancing act. And for all the good, there is bad. There are weekends away. There are, you know, this weekend we had a scrimmage, and so I missed the kids singing at church on Sunday. And, you know, those are the things that beat you up and whatnot. But also with our profession, there's midweeks where you're available to go on a field trip. There's such a give and take when it comes to the coaching profession. And it is a very time-consuming job. And I always say is that coaching is a little different than any other profession is because there's a record to it. Most people, if you have a good day here in the office, you don't get a W next to your name or a loss next to your name. And so there's that pressure of the wins and losses and wanting to be successful. And I think that nowadays coaches are asked more and more of than they used to be from a fundraising standpoint to a recruiting standpoint. Recruits want more of your time. Fundraisers want more of your time. Administrators are asking you to do more with less type of thing. And so it definitely has been put to the position of, do you really want to work that many hours? You know, do you want to work that many hours? The pay does not equal up to the hourly income type of thing. And so if for every person, it's a totally individual thing as far as the balance. Everybody's got a job. Everybody has highs and lows of their job. But I think athletically speaking, it's a different time clock. It's a different clock of when you're working and when you're not working.
And while we're talking here, I'm trying to run all the coaches that I can think of through my noggin here. And I'm thinking of Coach Morris, who we'll talk to in a minute. I'm thinking of you. I'm thinking of Coach Kropp and Coach Carnes, and you can keep on going. Does anybody outside of that whack job Squires have more than two kids in their family? I mean, you just don't have a big, huge family and coach sports. I mean, think of all the coaches folks out there. How many of them have large families? Two. Usually that average American
and that comes up in discussion. I can know from personal experience, we have two. I want a third. And my wife has said on numerous occasions, two I can handle. Three on a weekend when you're not here. I mean, you leave Thursday night and you come home Monday morning for eight trips. It's not easy to do. Fall ball. You know, she's a big person. My wife, unfortunately, she hates the NCAA because of all the constraints make coaches time, you know, because of the limitations that you have with your kids. Well, you can still work with your kids, but it's only four at a time. So now you just drag out your entire day rather than them just letting you work for 2 hours with your entire team. Now you have eight different one-hour sessions, and so it just drags on. You know, the coaches' wives will tell you it's the non-traditional season that kills them. It's not the actual in season. It's all the rules that the NCAA prohibits you from being with your players that does not benefit private personal time, and that's why you see coaches get burnt out is because of the NCAA rules that make you there for 8 hours when you could easily have gotten everything done that you wanted to get done in 2 hours if they just let you be with your kids.
How soon does Bubba get to be a bat boy and travel with you?
Bubba is to the point right now, he's become he's only four, but he's a pretty much a regular up at the field. And God bless my players, they are awesome with him. They take care of him and they watch out for him. And he knows he's starting to learn where he can be and can't be. And so
you got a personal helmet?
He does have it. We are getting him his own little loper helmet with the face mask. That's a Christmas gift.
Awesome.
So yeah, that's awesome. As a dad, it's a way cool experience to get to bring him to the yard every day.
Well, every Tuesday here on the Doug and Daddy Show, Doug Duda along with Damon Day, we talk with Tony Harper from Hastings College and Daryl Morris from the University of Nebraska at Kearney. And Coach Morris chimes in with us here on this Tuesday. First off, Coach, congratulations on the win on Saturday. And we just kind of been talking here a little bit about coaching and spending time with your family and how nobody has a huge, huge family because maybe they just don't have as much time to kind of equal between the kids that you work with at the school and the kids that you're trying to take care of at home.
Well, I mean, you know, you're right, and Coach is right, and I got a house. It's somewhere in Kearney, and there's some lady that lives there and takes care of stuff. But I know way more about the kids that play football for me than I do my daughter and my grandchildren. I mean, I can tell you what size shoe so-and-so wears and what size shirt so-and-so wears and what size hat so-and-so wears, but I can't really tell you some of that stuff about, you know, my wife or my daughter or my grandchildren. So he's correct in a lot of ways, really is.
Well, it's a good thing at least you two have outstanding wives to take care of
There's
things
no
like
question.
That.
We both married up. There's no question.
We definitely did.
Well, not everything obviously went the way for your football team, but you found a way to get a win. And as the guy said, you finally caught a break in that football game that helped you really have a big fourth quarter and a 34-20 victory. Just kind of take us through that.
Well, you know, we had a terrible third quarter. We turned the ball over three series in a row, and we really were trying to give that game away. And hats off to our defense for playing the way they did to keep us in it. You know, we had some terrible blunders in the punt return game, and I mean, we did everything we could to lose it. But you got to take your hat off. The kids found a way to win. They never quit believing that they could win the game. We had a big run by Ricky Trinidad there in the fourth quarter that kind of got us in position to tie it up, and then. Or actually take the lead, and then Sam Cook, you know, picked one off and took it back to the house. So, you know, they just found a way to win, and it was a lot more enjoyable Sunday around here than it has been the previous eight.
Coach, any time that, you know, you start to get into a situation, what changed it? Where did you start to feel as a coach that momentum in that fourth quarter? What play was it? Was it a feeling? When did you really start to feel like this
could
be
probably, I think when Ricky popped the dart play for about 55 yards, got caught on a 1 foot line, but I think that play probably sealed it for us. And then they turned right around and turned the ball over to us, you know, on a punt of their own. So in the fourth quarter, I'd say probably somewhere around the 8 minute, 9 minute mark that the tide began to change in our favor. We, you know, their quarterback, they were playing with a backup quarterback. Their number two guy, we were playing with our number six guy, and they were both pretty similar. So that kid missed some throws and that he could have hurt us with, and we were fortunate to have that happen. And then we just got momentum kind of going our way in the fourth quarter.
We're talking with Daryl Morris, head football coach at UNK. It wasn't just that play. Ricky Trinidad had a career day for you Saturday.
He did, and, you know, and everybody, oh, geez, he carried the ball 39 times. Well, you know, Ricky's been a little underused since he's been here. He's a true sophomore. He's been here 2 years and has battled a couple of injuries. So, we're going to get him his carries. He's going to carry the football 30-plus times a game until we wear him out or something happens or whatever. But right now he is a threat that we do have the ability to reach out from some distance and score some points or at least get some yards. And we're going to have to ride him until he wears out.
Daryl, first you come out and you have a little fun to start the football game. You got a little bounce-a-rooski in there, something that we hadn't seen too much of since 83. Where does that come from? And I guess the question is, you're 0-7. You're just trying to find a win a football game, and that play comes out.
Well, you know, that's a play that Coach Siegel's used in some different places he's been, and it's been pretty successful for him. We actually should have hit it for a touchdown. Our wide receiver didn't trust that Tommy Flanagan could throw it far enough, so ended up making a circus catch when he really could have just caught the ball in stride and ran for a touchdown. But you are right. I mean, we got nothing to lose. We're 0-7. We got to do something to try to get a spark going, try to get us up on top of somebody. So it's a legal pass. It's a skip pass. You know, you bounce it. You kind of make a comment like, oh, rats, that didn't work. And then you chuck it down the field. So they didn't really bite on the skip ball part, but we were able to get open and get the catch.
Talking with Daryl Morris, the head football coach at UNK. Now, if I've got everything right, some of the guys didn't finish the game again. What's the latest on Tommy?
Tommy's got a separated rib, and he's day-to-day, did not practice. We practiced this morning at 5:15, and he didn't practice this morning. So, but the trainers say it's just kind of a day-to-day thing to see how that thing responds to treatment. And, you know, so we're just going to have to see how that goes. Parker Jolly did practice today and looked pretty good, so I think he'll be okay. Jack Douglas is going to start working out a little bit. Maybe not this week, but the following week perhaps we might get Jack Douglas back. Nate Bryant still is probably pretty iffy with his knee injury. Without just having lost Tommy, we might get Matt Berry back a little bit this week. We'll just have to wait and see how that goes as well. So, we still got some in the training room. There's no question about that.
Justin probably didn't have as good a game this time as he did a week ago. Your thoughts on where you're at then? You said you might have Matt back, but where you're working with Justin?
You're right. Justin didn't have as good a day as he did. And that might be because he's had more time to think about it and get more, too analytical about things. Did not throw the football very well at all. Did get us in the proper run game and check the ball to the right side and the correct side to run the football to. But, you know, the trainers are trying to get a little bit of aggressive with Matt and had him doing some running on Sunday, some straight-ahead stuff. Today he did some lateral running. So hopefully, maybe by tomorrow, we might know if he's going to be able to help us out or not. But, you know, Justin, still, he's the only quarterback we got on our staff that's won a game, so what the heck.
Coach, you're off to Central Missouri next weekend. What can you tell us about them?
You know, they're a good football team. They did get beat by Northeast Oklahoma here this Saturday, and that was Northeast Oklahoma's first win of the year. They were a lot like us. So they were 0-7 going to that game and jumped up and got Central Missouri 24-23 after being down 23-7 at the half. So, you know, Central Missouri is a good football team. They're not a great football team, but they are an upper crust MIAA team. And we're going to have our hands full with the situation that we have with the injuries and stuff like that. It's going to be it'll be an upset if we beat them.
Darryl Morris with us for just another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show. They like to throw the ball. They're fourth in the conference, and they've got a pretty nice receiver in this Lloyd kid.
Yeah, and they're going to throw it all over the park. And the quarterback's a big guy, has a good arm. He will try to force some things sometimes, as guys with big arms do sometimes. So hopefully we might, since we've got a little bit on, we had three interceptions last week, maybe we're on a little bit of a roll in the secondary. So, you know, but yeah, we got to defend the pass, and then we've got to be able to run the football between the tackles, and then you know, make them defend the perimeter, get up inside on the tackles, and then once they start bringing things back in the box, get back outside. So, you know, that's the game plan for the last 6 weeks, and it doesn't look like it's going to change for us offensively.
Well, the defense probably is coming off their best performance of the year against Southwest Baptist, especially with all those turnovers. They held them to 41 yards rushing. Anything that we missed from Saturday, Coach, that that you wanted to bring up?
Well, you know, I just thought it was a good, solid effort by our kids. You know, we were down. It wasn't looking good after we turned the ball over three times in a row in the third quarter. It would have been easy for this football team, having been through what we've been through, just to, you know, sack the bats and head for the house. But you got to give the kids credit. They kept fighting. They thought they could win the game, and they did. They went out and did it. So, you know, my hat's off to them. I'm very happy for them.
Well, Darryl, we're happy for you guys. Always love to see wins, and we will see what happens on Saturday. Talk to you again next week.
Appreciate it, guys.
Take care, Darryl.
Good luck, Coach.
Head football coach, University of Nebraska at Kearney, coming off that 34-20 win against Southwest Baptist, and it's just big. It's just big. You don't want. I don't care. I don't want to see anyone go 0-for. It's no fun.
No, I mean, you see how hard that staff has worked. You see how hard the players work. And I even remember on Thursday a couple of our guys being like, man, Coach, I hope this weekend, you know, I got guys that I'm rooming with or live near and I'm friends with. You know, they're just in a tough situation. So great job for them. Big hats off to them for getting that first one. And maybe you go get a second one this weekend at Central Mo and start to build on some things.
So that game is coming up on Saturday, 1:30 on the road at Central Missouri. We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We've got your emails to get to, phone calls if you want to join us, Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. We're going to talk with Tony Harper, Hastings College. We're going to talk with Bertrand football coach Brent Streeter. And, of course, the story today, Lance Creech announcing that he's stepping down at the end of the season as the basketball coach at Hastings. So all that, plus a little more on baseball World Series prediction from Damon Day coming up after this.
Thank you for calling Discover Card.
Listen, your 5% cash back program is to die for. What's the new category?
You will love it. Right now, you can get 5% cash back everywhere you shop online through December. Only from Discover.
Shut the door. 5% cash back? I shop online all the time.
No joke. Everywhere online.
Best category ever.
Only Discover gives you 5% cash back everywhere you shop online through December. Sign up for 5% at discover.com or call 1-800-DISCOVER. 5% cash back on up to $1,500 in purchases online and at department stores.
Hi, football fans. I think you'll agree that you've got to have great seats. And now it's even easier to pick the seats you want wherever you are thanks to StubHub's new mobile seat maps. They're the only interactive seat maps that let you search for NFL tickets by section and actually see the view from your seat, all from your mobile phone. How cool is that? So whether you're searching StubHub on your computer or your phone, it's easy to find the seats you want. Yet another reason thousands of fans use StubHub for their NFL tickets every Sunday.
StubHub!
I'm Doug Duda with the Sports Minute on ESPN Radio. The high school football playoffs get underway this week. Classes C and D on Thursday, A, B, and 6-man on Friday. Here are the kickoff times for area games. Thursday in C1, O'Neill will be at Grand Island Central Catholic and Chase County is at Ord at 6. At 7 o'clock, Central City's at Kearney Catholic, Gothenburg's at Cozad, Gibbons at Broken Bow, and Minden's at Adams Central. In C2, at 2:30, Southern Valley's at Crofton. At 5, Cambridge is at Sutton. Kimball is at Blue Hill at 5:30. At 6, Hastings St. Cecilia will host Thayer Central. And at 7, Centura's at North Platte St. Pat's and Ravenna's at Donovan Trumbull. In D1 on Thursday, Franklin travels to Elgin Pope John at 4. At 6, South Loop will be at Arapahoe. 6:30, Stapleton McPherson County's at Elm Creek. And at 7 o'clock, Loop City will host Overton. And in D2, Lawrence Nelson is at Osmond at 5 o'clock. 6 o'clock games have Hayes Center at Kennesaw and Amherst at Bertrand, while Shelton will host Elwood at 5. And that's a Sports Minute.
Areas of fog linger early on today, then we'll see some clearing developing as well, with a high temperature up in the mid-70s as winds stay variable at 10 to 15. Tonight, with clear skies, we'll head back to 48 for a low. I'm meteorologist Paul Trobley. Right now, it's 52.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN. What did I say? A? ESPN Radio Superstation. What is today? Tuesday? Sam's not happy. How about the backdoor cover by Detroit last night? Can you say shocker?
Man, you want to talk about just not fun to watch.
That was
you
horrible.
Want to talk about one of the most pumped up nights for athletics on television, and then you just ended up watching... I think it was on the History Channel. I think I went to like Swamp People or something. You know, it was kind of one of those, man, you thought the baseball game 7 is going to be electric. Nice 5 spot in the third.
That's fine. I really had no rooting interest.
I don't really have rooting interest either, but I just want to see 4-3 in the ninth. I want to see some pitches having to be made. I mean, I love that.
Who you got? Tigers, Giants.
I'm gonna go with the Giants, and not from a talent standpoint. I just like the fact that they're just going to keep going. Detroit had all the momentum. I mean, you would ask me if this thing would have started last Saturday. Whew, no one touches Detroit. San Francisco's got a little belief in them. They got a little something. They got a little mojo that they're riding. And Detroit's been sitting around playing their instructional league in Detroit for the last 6 days. So that's why I would go with the Giants.
I think Jim Joyce is doing this series. You think he's humping? I am on the same wagon as Jack Morris was on. He's at ESPN today, so he's on everything. But he took the Tigers in 5. And, of course, he's an ex-Tiger, whatever, in the famous with the Twins and then the 84 Tigers last time they won it. But I'm with him. Verlander wins tomorrow night. I mean, you got to expect he's going to win against Barry Zito. And then, at worst, it's 1-1. You're going back home, and he's going to get to pitch again in Detroit. That may be laying a lot on. I think they both have great offenses. I like Detroit, even though I think a lot of people are picking Detroit. I think this is going to be a great World Series. Detroit, though.
I'm excited. As a baseball guy, watching Verlander pitch, that's fun.
And again, I must say, there was really no official declaration of this on the Doug and Daddy Show because it was just so awful. But the Yankees aren't in the World Series, and that's great. So I picked them at the beginning of the year as the, if they're in, I'm right. If they're not, I'm happy. So I'm happy.
I wish that the Yankees were still participating, but...
Have you talked to Java since?
No.
Okay. Don't forget lunch, folks. The Chicken Coop, Grand Island, Kearney. Whether you want to watch football, and there is some tonight, whether you want to watch the World Series starting tomorrow, NFL, college, it's all there for you at the Chicken Coop while you enjoy a great meal every evening or for lunch. This is Tuesday, $1 off any salad. Tonight, it is their wing basket every Tuesday night. A basket of 10 flame-broiled wings, only $5 every Tuesday night. Get what you want while you're watching your favorite sports and just having fun with your friends, family, co-workers at the Chicken Coop. Cape Kearney and Grand Island. Well, for the first time this year, it wasn't fun coming back to the locker room after a ball game for the Hastings College Broncos as they fall to Morningside 53-23. Coach Tony Harper is now putting his ball club through five practices a day, and that's where he's at right now, the practice field. Tony, what's going on?
Oh, just doing a lot of yelling and screaming and getting the guys flying around. So, like you say, five times in one day, we've got to love it.
Well, Coach, again, they're ranked fourth. You're ranked 14th. You're hoping you can go in and make a statement. This was a much more even game in the second half, but by then it had kind of been decided. How do you view the game from Saturday?
Well, you know, when we sat down and watched the film on Saturday, we really didn't know what to feel as coaches. We felt like that we went out there in Morningside just kind of took control in all three phases of the game, and at some points in time throughout the game they did control all three phases. But as we watched the film on Sunday, you know, we lost by 30 points. Unacceptable. It's unacceptable that we lost, period. However, there's some things that we took from that game. Our guys played four quarters, so that was huge for us. We also saw that's the most points anybody has scored on Morningside. We got over 400 yards, almost 500 of them offensively. So we saw some good things offensively. We caused turnovers on the defensive side of the football. We just could not put ourselves in a hole against the fourth-ranked team. You know, in the first half, we gave them the ball inside the red zone three times. We just can't do that. We got to play smarter football. But proud of how the kids responded, but now we got to get back to work.
Coach, you had 343 yards passing. Probably a little bit unbalanced from that standpoint that you've had in the past, but what were some things that were working in the passing game for you?
Well, you know, Nick Blunt had a pretty good game. I think I'm not exactly sure on the numbers, you know, and all that, the stats and all that stuff like that. But Nick was able to get behind the guys. We were able to buy Johnny some time throwing the football. You know, Keenan didn't practice, our starting tailback. Keenan didn't practice at all last week. He had a little injury that we were kind of making sure we wanted him on Saturday instead of on a Wednesday and Thursday. He just wasn't hitting the crease as quick as what he had early in the season. We were able to get behind them in some of their quarter coverages and create some mismatches from that standpoint. But you said it exactly, Coach. You can't be that one-dimensional against that good of a defense. And they were able to take away the run and just kind of limit our big plays. So we got to be able to go back and be able to run the football when you're not supposed to and be able to throw the football when you're not supposed to.
Talking with Tony Harper, head football coach at Hastings College, coming off their first loss of the season. How have the kids responded in the last couple of days?
You know, that was the biggest thing we were concerned with because, again, you know, 18 to 24-year-old kids, you never really know what they're thinking half the time. And as us as coaches, too, you know, like you say, that's our first loss of the season. We wanted to make sure we were even-keeled with the guys. We wanted to make sure that we were learning from our mistakes. And Sunday we had a pretty good sit, too, with some film session because there was a lot of growth, I guess you could say, on some of the films that we saw. But we're in practice right now. We're on fall break, so this is a great time for us because we owned them yesterday. We're owning them today with the practice and the meetings and things like that. Right now, we're having probably our best practice that we've had in about 2 weeks. I mean, the guys are focused. They're flying around. But, again, we got to make sure we focus on ourselves and play within our system.
Coach, you had a season low, three penalties for 21 yards, something that we've kind of harped on in the past as far as something you guys shooting yourself in the foot. Great job on that end. Going into Doan, what does that do for you guys?
Well, you know, it's going to make our guys be accountable. It's going to make us say, listen, fellas, you can compete with anybody if you don't make mental mistakes. And, you know, as a coach, you're always going to have a couple here or there, but you go from averaging, golly, I don't know how many we were averaging, 10, 11, 12 sometimes, to limit that thing all the way down to three. That's a credit to the kids focusing on themselves last week. It's a credit to the coaches, the assistant coaches, harping on the guys. But what we can't do now is we can't slip back into the old form and have more penalties than our opponent this week or we're not going to be successful. But I was proud of how the guys played intelligently out there on the field on Saturday.
Well, I think, and Tony Harper, head football coach at Hastings College, with us for another minute, this is the question I guess that everybody wants to know. Even though the score may not look like it was a one-possession game, is the gap getting closer between Morningside and Hastings and the top two teams? And I think we've seen that. Northwestern has already been beaten, and you're going to get a shot at them. But is the gap closing?
I believe so. I honestly believe so. Now, we got to do a great job as coaches and players and everybody within this program of being, okay, let's learn from what we messed up on last week and let's get better. Great teams, and you know, I'll look at Morningside because they're the defending conference champion. Last year they lost a game, they rebounded, and basically took the league over and nobody played him close at all last year. That's our expectation. Before I can say that 100% sure that we're closing the gap, I think we're right there if we take the correct steps to fix what we need to fix this weekend. But I really like where we're at, and I think we're getting closer. I think we are, really are.
Doan, coming up this week, obviously there's a lot of familiarity between these two programs, and it's Hastings-Doan. And this game is pretty big. The winner, Doan's 3-3 in the conference. They may need this game to salvage their season and finish strong. Obviously, you guys can't put yourself in a position to trip it up, and this has got everything in it.
It really does, and you know, you look at it, and I know Coach Franzen very well. I mean, him and I are both graduates of the school down the road. I know Coach Mollering, who I think is one of the best offensive coordinators in the league. Coach Bessler has that defense playing well. But if you compare this year to last year, flip where each one of us were at. Last year, they were ranked. We weren't. They had to come here. Some people say it was an upset. We played a great game. We came out on top. Now flip the roles. Now we're ranked. They're not. They're coming off a tough loss. What our guys got to do is we got to focus. And now we're going back to the old NIAC days, Doan Hastings, and it don't get any bigger than this, and it's going to be at Crete for the first time in, golly, 3, 4, 5 years maybe. So our guys are kind of excited to go down there, but throw the records out. I mean, they got a great team, that coaching staff, from where they were when they took that program over. They've done a heck of a job, and we're just going to have to play great football, to be honest with you.
What do they got, Coach? Give me a little preview of the Tigers.
They got the nation's leading tackler, linebacker, Jeremy Wallace, transfer from University of Nebraska. They got a receiver, Tyrone Curry, from Lincoln Southwest. He can do some things with the ball in his hands. They got a left tackle that if you stand just right, you can't see the sun because he's 6'6", 330 pounds, and he is good with his feet. Defensively, they play a stacked defense, and they come after you. Coach Messler's got them boys playing hard. Offensively, they're a little bit different than what they were last year. They're going to basically be what Morningside was, the bubble screens, the quick screens, and then get you over the top. So basically what we saw last week is what we're preparing for this week, and we'll see if our guys can remember from one day to the next what we're supposed to be doing.
Well, Coach, I know you want to get back to this great practice, but it sounds like it's going even better while you're standing over here at the sidelines chatting with us. So one more question. Because there's going to be a staff change at Hastings College. Coach Creech announcing today that this is going to be his last season. I was just wondering if you had some thoughts.
You know, when I got here 7 years ago, Coach Creech was, besides Coach Merck, he was the first coach to come in and welcome me to Hastings College and the Bronco family. And, you know, my daughter hangs out with his son on the sidelines to pick up the tee after the kickoff. And what he's doing, you know, I highly respect that. I mean, for a father to say my boys are the most – coaches love to say family comes first, but only a few of them will step up and actually stay true to that motto. And I respect Coach Creech and his family, and I only wish him the best. And I look forward to see him here in downtown some of the time after some big football games.
All right, buddy, we'll let you get back to practice. Good luck against Doan.
All right, thank you all.
Take care. That's Tony Harper, head football coach at Hastings College, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show with Damon Day. You know what? This is one of those things, all of a sudden, you could write a whole, this is an ESPN Outside the Lines piece, coaches and their families, because I think you're going to start to see, I mean, we have already started to see more of this. This isn't the first guy or the first gal that says, you know, it's time to change directions. Lance is plenty young enough that this, I would be shocked if this is the end of him in coaching at some point.
Oh, yeah, and I mean, it. Like you said, it's for every individual. Midland Lutheran's longtime head baseball coach, Jeff Field, a guy that I have the utmost respect, did the same exact thing about a month ago. Just said, you know what, it's time for me to be the family first guy. And you know, I think that's what, you know, when coaches get to that point where it is that burnout factor, I think that's what they fall back to, is that when enough becomes enough. And, you know, I'm fortunately hugely blessed that I have great balance in my life because my wife brings that balance to it, and she is very good about, no, come home now. Or, you know what, this week, like this past weekend, I was trying to schedule recruits and this, that, and the other thing. She's like, no, this is your first weekend without fall baseball. You're going to mow the yard. You're going to play with your son. You're going to take your daughter to dunk. I mean, so I think everybody, though, I think in today's society, it's not just coaches. I think everybody who has a job or has a profession is fighting the same uphill battle of making enough time for everything, because jobs are so hard to come by. and just being successful is such a big part of who we are, and that the day work doesn't end anymore. You know how it goes. It used to be you left the office at 5 and you didn't come back till 9. Well, there's not something anymore. On your phone. There's something on your computer. There's something on your tablet where someone can get a hold of you, or there's something you can do. So I don't think it's just isolated to coaches as much as it is just our workforce in general nowadays.
I'm smiling, Walt Damon, saying this because I'm just thinking of the conversation you and Mama Day, mostly Mama Day, was probably having with you. Doug and Daddy's show, we're going to talk football, high school side with Brent Streeter, the head coach at Bertrand. They're undefeated going into the state playoffs. Also out this morning, the MIAA conference has released their preseason coaches and media poll on the men's side. And UNK is put 11th in both of those polls. Washburn, number one, followed by Central Missouri, Northwest Missouri, Fort Hays, and Pittsburgh. And the Loper men have been picked to finish 11th in this 15-team league. I got a hunch here. It's going to be higher than that.
Well, no.
I just got a hunch yep. that it's going to be higher than that. Because I think the MIAA and talking with these guys, the RMAC was starting to finally close the gap between really, really bad and then national powers like Metro State and UNK were for a while. And I think the MIAA has a couple that are just incredible, but I think UNK is going to finish higher than that. Just a gut feeling.
I completely concur.
We'll take a break. That's good.
No argument or debate for me on that one.
I like the concurring. We'll be back in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth in a moment. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hi, it's the Herd. I love business. And I believe to be successful in business, you need to be able to meet with your team regularly. I do. Whenever you need to, wherever you are. Discuss plans, share ideas, bring them to life. But with clients and colleagues working from different offices or on the go, meeting face-to-face often impossible. That is, unless you use GoToMeeting with HD Faces, and I have. The powerful way to meet and collaborate with your team online. This is how business works effectively. With GoToMeeting with HD Faces, it gives your team the ability to share screen time, making it easier to be on the same page. And when you meet face-to-face, you're more likely to see eye-to-eye. So easy to join, so easy to launch from anywhere. Try GoToMeeting free for a month, 30 days. Don't wait. Special offer. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, and use the promo code Colin. Be sure to use the promo code Colin. GoToMeeting. Meeting is believing.
Here's a couple things you might not know about Jersey's in Kearney. They offer lunch under $6 every day, and there's something going on every night of the week. Like on Mondays, 45-cent wings. Tuesdays, happy day. That's happy hour all day long. There's a late-night happy hour Monday through Thursday from 9 until 11 p.m., not to mention free Wi-Fi, Keno and Trickle Cards. There's something every day for everyone at Jersey Sports Bar, your true neighborhood sports bar where the grill and the game are always on. Located in the Vista Point Shopping Center, Kearney. ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney know health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Areas of fog linger early on today, then we'll see some clearing developing as well, with a high temperature up in the mid-70s as winds stay variable at 10 to 15. Tonight, with clear skies, we'll head back to 48 for a low. I'm meteorologist Paul Trobley. Right now, it's 52.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Damon Day with you. We're going to talk with Brent Streeter, head football coach at Bertrand here in just a little bit. In the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram have some great savings going on for you right now, but they have that every day with their hassle-free pricing. But they're getting the 2013s in. Check them out on South 2nd Avenue, and you can check out the inventory at thinkmidway.com. Midway wants to take care of you as you get ready for the winter months. Maybe you need that new SUV, new truck, something safe to get the family around in. That's the place to get it. Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac. Browse through their specials, find discounts, rebates, and offers that'll help you decide which vehicle is right for you online as well at thinkmidway.com. Midway, it's a better way. We were joking a little bit off the air, and yesterday we went through the whole show, listened to Bo Pelini's press conference. And then after the press conference, that's when the comments started coming in about Nebraska Northwestern. Fred from Tecumseh, who was still out in Chicago at the game, was not pleased. And then we had two or three calls. We even had a Facebook from Trent after the show saying, Fred, this isn't the 80s or 90s. Get over it, old man. You know, yeah, Nebraska fan, this is where we're at quandary-wise. Why are we jacked about beating Northwestern? You know why? Because it's better than losing to them.
Yeah, there's winning is better than losing, and I thought Coach Pelini, when he said it afterwards, you know, we won one on the road. I think that everybody is struggling. I think a lot of the traditional powers are struggling with the parity in college football. I think you're right. It's not the 80s or 90s anymore where it was 20 programs and only 20 programs. Now everything is spread out. The NCAA has done a great job of developing parity. So I think everybody's kind of working through that, but I can understand why a lot of Husker fans are a little frustrated with the mindset of, you know, just winning is okay now. You know, it used to be bigger and better expectations than what it is now, but I thought they did a great job of coming back for being a non-football analyst type.
And your Irish keep winning in the big game this week with Oklahoma Boomer Sooner.
Oh, man. I'm putting two TVs in the garage because of the Michigan game and Michigan-Nebraska game and then Boomer Sooner versus the Irish. And I don't drive by my garage during that time frame. I'll be so excited. Plus, I don't have fall baseball this weekend or anything like this. This is like my first weekend off in a while, and it's going to be a great weekend of college football. And, I mean, I just hope that the Huskers can stop them. I mean, really? I mean, that's it. How are we going to stop him?
Let's win.
How are we going to stop Denard Robinson?
I don't care.
We just have to figure out a way just to shut him down a few times and let, you know, Taylor Martinez do his thing. But, man, Denard Robinson, that's got to be keeping Mr. Papuchis up at night.
Well, I've become a fan of Brady Hoke over the last handful of years here, and I wish them nothing but the best. But I hope they get what they have coming to them from last year. I hope there's a couple phantom flags that go our way. Whenever we need some help, I hope we can get some help. Maybe we won't need the help. A lot of the coaches are hoping that they don't have to worry about just relaxing on Saturday and watching football. They want to be preparing for the second round. Brent Streeter of the undefeated Bertrand Vikings. Here we go again, trying to make a run through the playoffs. We haven't had a chance to chat with Coach Streeter this season, so let's do it today as we preview some of the teams as they make their run through the playoffs. Coach, welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show. How you doing?
You bet. Thanks for having me on. We're doing great.
Well, the first thing I have to look at is what I'm sure a lot of people are looking at. You're an 8-0 football team, but your seed is number 6, and that has nothing to do with the way your team has played. It's just that you've only played one team this year in Anselmo Myrna that had a winning record. How prepared is this football team going into the playoffs?
I think we're fairly prepared. I mean, these guys, this is our third year in a row to make a pretty good run in the playoffs. These kids have been sophomores. So they had the experience and the mindset to prepare that way. Like I said, has our schedule set us up for a good test in the fourth quarter? That's one thing we haven't had answered yet. So that's a little scary, and we just have to, you know, play the schedule we'll dealt, as everybody says, and hopefully we can prove to people that we are a legitimate 8-0 team.
Well, let's hear about your team. What have you guys been doing well this season? Where have you made the most improvement?
Well, we kind of got ahead of ourselves because we didn't realize how well we're going to execute. We had a lot of people moving around, so our offensive line has been our biggest surprise and improvement. So coming into the season, we had a plan to have a few more sets and show some spread and do some of that stuff, but so far with the way our line played. We've just been pretty much a run first, pass second team with double tights and power football, so a little bit of option game mixed in there. So it's been a nice surprise.
We're talking with Brent Streeter, the head football coach at Bertrand here on the Doug and Daddy Show. You get ready to continue to win some football games. I was going to say, you look how fickle things are. Loomis, who is obviously your rival, they had a rough year. You take care of them. How hard has it been at the D2 level to just have enough talent, have enough players to be able to step in there and play not only winning football but undefeated football?
That's where we're real fortunate this year. You know, they say 1 year can make a huge difference in D2. As you mentioned, Loomis, it happened to Sumner as well. They've had a great team here the last 2-3 years. And so we're fortunate to have 12 seniors return. And a lot of these seniors didn't get a whole lot of playing time last year as far as starting time. They did get some experience because we had a senior class last year that was fairly talented. However, this team that people didn't know went undefeated on the Monday night scene with our JV ball. So they had played together. They had their own type of chemistry, and boy, it's really paying off this year.
Are you surprised?
Oh, I'm super surprised. I'm not necessarily. We had a goal to run the table. Looking at it, we thought maybe we could get that done. There's a few teams we didn't know much about as far as Anselmo Myrna and Hitchcock County. But the execution that this team has shown has just been above and beyond. Our penalties are way down. We don't turn the ball over, which is nice. At the same time, we haven't caused a lot of turnovers either. We kind of have a no-name defense, but, you know, they play hard, and they're not on the field very long, so that gives our offense ample opportunity. You got some speed like Ryan Dahlgren has, a little power like Tyler, and Nick Heyer, quarterback's throwing the ball well with some guys that catch it. It gives us a lot of opportunity to score. We put a lot of points on the board.
Coach, you're Damon Day here. You're taking on an Amherst team that is as well youthful, making a run at the state tournament. What is it that you guys have to do to be successful to compete with them?
We just can't get too cute with these guys. You know, they're young. We know that, but they've had a full season under them. They've won 5 games. There's a couple common opponents in there with Brady and Axtell that they've played, which we have too, which the scores are real similar. So, they proved they can play. They lost a close one to a 6-win team in Lawrence Nelson last week, 2 points, I think it was. So they're going to be scrappy, and we know for a fact they're not going to give up. We've had them on our schedule the last 2 years and in previous years as well. So they're going to be a tough bunch of kids, and we're going to have to make sure we really play assignment football and be ready to play some physical football because I know they'll come hit us.
We're talking with Brent Streeter, the head football coach of the Bertrand Vikings. They're 8-0 as they get into the D2 playoffs, and they will host Amherst at 6 o'clock on Thursday night. And, you know, Bertrand's favorite here. This could be the last game Amherst loses in the playoffs in the first round for a long, long time. And I'm not saying that they will, but Bertrand's the favorite team here. As Coach said, they have a lot of good youth there. I don't know where you could have dropped in this West bracket to get a favorable draw, because you look at 7-1 Kennesaw and 7-1 Shelton are the 2-3 seeds. You got the Juggernaut and Giltner's number one. The 4th seed is Med Valley undefeated. The 5th seed is Garden County undefeated. The 6th seed is you guys undefeated. I mean, my goodness, Spalding Academy is a 7 seed, and look out. So what about this bracket as a whole?
Oh, I tell you what, hopefully it turns out to have a lot of close games in it, so the West has some real legitimate undefeated teams. You know, sometimes you take us, for example, you look at our record at 8-0, you don't want to step into the playoffs and have some team come in and just drill you by 40. You know, it kind of throws it out the window. So hopefully there's some parity here to where these games will be really challenging coming down the stretch here. Like you said, in our case, we lost a coin flip, got dropped to 6, and you got to play 2-3 to get to your ultimate goal to try to get through the semifinals. So, you know, that's if everybody wins their seats. But I'm looking forward to some good games, and I'm hoping it turns out that way just so you can save a little bit of face and show that we have some good football out here.
Well, this is a team that 2 years ago, 1-1 in the playoffs. Last year, won a couple of games. How many of these kids have that playoff experience? Because you talked about having a lot of new ones.
Yeah, well, we got our backfield back pretty much that had a lot of experience. Ryan Dahlgren, of course, was our quarterback last year throughout that playoff run. And Tyler was our fullback, both started on defense. Austin Ackerman, he's a returning starter. He plays defensive end and guard for us, so he can anchor down and kind of keep that line confident. And then we have some role players in there, like Robert Dahlgren. He's an outstanding player for us. Again, Mike Fitzgerald, Gadanis. A lot of seniors, you know, actually we have 12 of them, not enough time to probably talk about everybody, but we've we're able to build some depth this year, which was one of our big concerns. But a lot of people have really stood up. Edgar Estrada on the line has done well. Anthony Ward has played four different positions for us because we were banged up early. So I think with that type of seniors on the team, we could move people into different positions, which has helped us build some depth.
Brent, I have one question left. Any idea what that question might be?
I think I know what's coming, knowing you.
I'll let you try to surprise me with it. How are the conversions coming this year?
They're doing fantastic. We are kicking and going for two, keep people off balance. So hopefully one of these days that memory of yours will just kind of fade away, right?
Well, just like everything else, you're getting better and you're improving. So
that's right.
Hey, Coach, should be exciting times. Good luck against Amherst. Thanks for the time. We'll see you soon.
You bet. Thanks for having us. We appreciate it.
Take care. Brent Streeter, head coach at Bertrand. I think it was 0-for-22 or something in two-point conversions 3 or 4 years ago when they were in the playoffs. It was so rough. It was comical. So they play at 5 o'clock, or excuse me, at 6 o'clock at Bertrand coming up on Thursday night. All the C&D is Thursday, AB and six-man on Friday. You going to get a chance to slide out?
Yeah. We'll try to catch some high school football now that things are slowing down for me a little bit, and you know, it's a huge football weekend.
I'm going to talk about a lot of folks go, hey, you know what? My school's out. Where should I go? Now, the Kearney and Kearney Catholic teams are both home. And Hastings, St. Cecilia, and Adams Central are both home. If you're just from one of those towns, I mean, not to pick on anybody, Pleasanton, this is the first time in years that they have not been in the playoffs. You want to go out, you want to see somebody you haven't seen, we'll give you a couple of those options right after this, plus Troutman's Tuesday Trivia on the Doug and Daddy Show when we come back.
Rush, Discovery's number one series, returns to Friday.
Smells like gold. Here we go.
And this season,
where is the goal?
Someone.
We don't give up that easily.
Will hit the mother lode.
That's crazy.
And you could get rich too. Go to goldrushgiveaway.com right now to register. Then watch for a special code on premiere night with your chance to win $100,000 worth of gold.
Nothing to it.
For official rules and details, go to goldrushgiveaway.com. It's all part of Gold Rush Premiere Night, Friday, October 26th at 9, 8 Central, only on Discovery.
Almost done with the hors d'oeuvres. Soufflés are ready. Hey, Flo, how are those cupcakes coming?
Putting sprinkles on the last one now.
Great. Hey, I thought we had another tray of the red velvet. Have you seen it?
Me? What? Why would you? There's frosting on my face, isn't there?
Yep.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Hey, this is Mike from HK Sports Bar and Grill, Hastings' hometown Husker headquarters. Whenever the Huskers play, you get our 24-ounce big cans of beer for just $2.50 all day, every game day. And with NFL Sunday Ticket and ESPN Game Day, you have a front row seat for every NFL and college game. So bring the family and join your fellow Husker fans and watch the Huskers on the biggest HD TV wall in town, HK Sports Bar and Grill. Remember, text HKVIP to 90210 for even better offers and bigger discounts.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
More exciting high school football comes your way this week with the opening round of the state playoffs right here and on PlatteRiverPreps.com, brought to you by Hastings Ford Lincoln, T&L Irrigation Systems, and Dunham Sports. On ESPN 1460 Thursday, Central City's at Kearney Catholic. ESPN 1550 has Minden at Adams Central. Thayer Central St. Cecilia's on 1230 KHAS. Blue Hill takes on Kimmel on the Breeze 94.5. And on Classic Hits 98.9, Ravenna Donovan Trumbull Thursday, Kearney Omaha Central Friday. It's the state football playoffs.
Areas of fog linger early on today, then we'll see some clearing developing as well, with a high temperature up in the mid-70s as winds stay variable at 10 to 15. Tonight, with clear skies, we'll head back to 48 for a low. I'm meteorologist Paul Trobley. Right now, it's 52.
Anyone else?
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you on the Doug and Daddy Show today. All of our guests taken care of by our friends at Burger King, home of the Whopper, Kearney's favorite burger for more than 30 years. Get your Whopper today and try some sweet potato fries, the perfect salty, sweet, savory addition to any sandwich. And if you're not in the mood for burgers, how about a chicken sandwich or wrap? They've got it all for you. Two locations in Kearney, next to Walmart at 56th Street and 2nd Avenue, and at 8th Street and 3rd Avenue. That's right by Kearney Cinema. You can also try out BK in Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia coming up, but we talked about high school football action. You know, you're going to go watch Kearney High, and the rest of them are in the Omaha-Lincoln area, but if you want to watch it, there is a triple header at Buell Stadium in Omaha because all the Millard schools are at home. Millard North is going to play at 1 o'clock, and then the next game will be Millard South taking on Papillion La Vista. That's at 4:30, and then Millard West, since it is their stadium, they get the 8 o'clock game against Lincoln Pius the 10th. But you can get a football triple header, and I know that's where
it is. Millard West Stadium?
Yeah, Buell. Right?
No, Millard South.
Millard South. Is it?
Yeah, Millard South.
I was thinking it was West.
It's right
yeah,
down the
you're
hill.
Right.
Yep, right down the hill from Millard South.
You're right. You're right. I'm wrong. Shocking. Class B, boy, I would sure like to go see York play Scotts Bluff, but that's a long way. It's a long way out there. Northwest Aurora, that could be pretty interesting as well, the rematch of those ball clubs. Sneak out and watch them six-man. Maybe not Silver Lake destroy Arcadia, which they're going to do on Friday, but catch a game and win the championship comes to UNK. Have I lost all my sheets? Of course I have. Some other good games out there. Go catch Sutton. They're a good football team. Again, they're the number one seed in the West bracket. But that second round game, Sutton and whoever they play, whether it's Thayer Central or Hastings St. Cecilia, I think that's going to be a pretty interesting ball game as well. If you're going out in D2, at some point you got to go watch Giltner. They're just an amazing football team. And I think if Kennesaw Bertrand play in the second round, look out. That's going to be a heck of a football game. You get into D1. I'm going to be interested to see how Overton and Loup City, how that plays out. Loup City getting to host a home game for the first time in a long time. Overton getting some players back from the first time that those two teams met on the field. And if you're looking for a different class, go watch St. Cecilia at Thayer Central. If you're not from around the Hastings area, I think that's going to be a heck of a football game as well. If you're looking for some first-round games to go to, Gothenburg-Cozad, I think that'll be very interesting in C1 in the Western bracket. And, Jeffrey, I know your alma mater, O'Neill, Grand Island Central Catholic, that's going to be a very interesting game. What are you hearing from the folks up home?
Actually, I was checking some of my Facebook last night, and the O'Neill has a team unity thing. They did the shave the head, leave the mohawk thing. So this is the first time O'Neill's been in the playoffs since 96, so they're going to be pumped for it. I don't know if they have the weapons, enough weapons. They got a couple good guys, but I don't know if they have enough to take down the Crusaders.
Can't we come up with something besides the mohawk thing?
Are you not a mohawk fan?
No. I mean, I think it's done. It's
football,
over. It's
football.
Old.
Kearney High dyes the hair, correct?
Everybody Blonde? Seems there needs to be something different. Somebody needs to come up with something a little original. You got the dyeing in the hair and the mohawk. What else is there?
Reverse mohawk. Just one stripe down the middle.
Hey, whatever makes the kids feel better about things. Whatever makes the kids feel better about
things. I think you should challenge a team to do that, and then you'll give them something. Like you'll be like, you'll come do their game for free
or
something like that.
I do that anyway. Hayes Center, when they made it to the finals three years ago, they did that, but it was more of a shave the coach's head type thing, and then the whole community did it. Now, that's strange, but it was kind of funny.
Yeah.
When you're there for the first time. Let's go to our poll question yesterday. Which of these teams is having the most disappointing season? Auburn, Arkansas, Michigan State. 47% chose Auburn, 40% chose Arkansas. And our poll question today, what event was on your television set last night? Monday Night Football, the presidential debate, Game 7 of the NLCS, or something else? As bad as this is, I made sure I was watching both sporting events. And I didn't see 1 second of the presidential debate until after those games, and I knew I could rewatch them in their entirety for the most part. Josh says, you should all get tattoos. Yeah, that'd be less permanent than the mohawk. So vote on our poll question today, ESPNSuperstation.com, ESPNSuperstation.com. What was on your TV last night?
Something about, I don't even know what you'd want to call it, something about, like, swamp. It wasn't like
Swamp people?
No.
Pawn Shop? Pawn Stars?
No, it was like a real, like,
Something you don't want to tell me?
No, it was like more of a, it was like truly about like things in the swamp. Not the crazy people that chase alligators, but just more about like the eco and the. And
this
the,
was actually educational?
Yeah, like an environmental show about that. And then I went to bed at like 9:17 or 9:17. Yeah, 9:17 was the last time I looked at the phone or looked at the clock.
Did you guys come to an agreement on having a third kid or what's going on?
No.
Is that inappropriate?
No.
My face is red now.
Is that inappropriate?
For anybody who knows me, they know my face is extraordinarily red right now.
That was.
I always go to bed. What time do you go to bed?
Late, all the time.
Oh, I'm a 9 p.m. guy.
And it's catching up to me, too. I mean, sometimes it's because of work. Sometimes it's not because of work. I'm not going to sit here on the air for the people that know me and make some story up. I am never in bed before 10 o'clock unless I am ill.
Oh, I'm a 9 p.m.
Or we had an 8 o'clock golf tournament on Saturday. A.M.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes then maybe the day ends a little quicker.
9 p.m. at night, 5:30 in the morning. Every day. Every day.
6 a.m. in the morning, and if I get to bed, even when you come back from a ball game, you get that adrenaline going. You've called
the game.
I hate
that during
the road.
Season.
Oh,
you try to stay up because you don't want to sleep, and then you get home, and you're like, I still can't sleep. Yeah.
So I'm sitting there just begging for something to be on between 11 and midnight whenever. I fall asleep on the couch way more these days.
I didn't see the end of the baseball game, but was the field flooded?
They were going to get that baby in. It's 9-0. We're not calling it right now. We're finishing. Yeah, it was pretty wet.
That's what I noticed the pictures of that they had foregone the normal protocol when it comes to a rained out game.
It was raining pretty good out there, folks. Just every once in a while, things make me chuckle. Why wouldn't this come across our email today from the University of Nebraska? If you wanted an opportunity to try out for the Nebraska, and this is not a joke, if you want an opportunity to try out for the Nebraska men's basketball team, a mandatory informational meeting will be this Thursday at 3:30 at the Hendrick Training Complex. To attend Thursday's meeting and attempt to try out for the basketball program, you must be a full-time Nebraska student taking a minimum of 12 hours in the fall semester and must bring a valid N card, which is ID, to Thursday's meeting. At the meeting, candidates will learn about the tryout process and how to join the Husker basketball program.
Rudy.
Oh my God. Do you think they have tryouts at Duke?
I don't know about at Duke, but I know at Indiana. Indiana students on Thursday nights go to the intramural basketball games because they're that legit.
Wow.
I think it's some of these bigger schools that are basketball crazy. I mean, state of Indiana. That's the end all be all.
Number one in the country.
I've been there. I've been there and seen it, and it is there are some amazing, amazing players.
All right, Notre Dame fan, Indiana.
Oh, jeez.
Rudy or Hoosiers?
Oh, Hoosiers.
Okay.
Hoosiers.
Better?
Hoosiers, without a doubt.
Even though they're the Huskers.
What?
Hickory Huskers.
Are they the Hickory Huskers?
Yeah, they are, brother.
I did not know that. Yeah. I knew they were Hickory.
Yeah.
But I did. The thing I love about Hoosiers is I played for an old school guy in like the seventh grade, and I remember bouncing the basketball on the chairs and like not being allowed to shoot ever. Like ever.
Dan, what are you doing?
Exactly. Exactly. Your son, I remember the exact quote, son, you're not a very good shooter, so we pass to the guys who can shoot. I remember
it's Ollie Day over here.
Exactly.
It's Ollie Day.
I remember shooting a ball, you know, it drew some iron, but it didn't go through. I remember coming off the sideline.
One more thing before we get to Troutman's here. AMC, that Fright Night thing, that's way too long. Don't start me with all horror movies that are so bad, October 12th, and then just 24/7 till the end.
Oh, I love the Friday the 13th, like the first couple. Okay. So good.
That's not my deal. Can't wait for it to be over so we can start rerunning Rocky Week.
Oh, I'm a diehard Rambo guy. I think Rambo is the greatest American hero we've ever had, John J. Rambo. A true Vietnam vet, names on the wall.
There you go, boys. Time now for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. If you've not won in the last 2 months, call now at 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. And we've got trivia questions galore that we're going to throw out there. Somebody's going to answer one right. We're going to give you a $25 gift card to Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend. And who are we chatting with?
Todd from Johnson's Lake.
What's going on today?
Thinking about fishing.
Well, is it, you know, not a bad day. What's biting? Because, you know, the ex-co-host could tell me all about that. I haven't heard a lot of fishing stories since he departed. What are we fishing for right now?
I'll tell you what, the perch were biting yesterday.
Okay. I'll take your word for it. Let's get to Troutman's Tuesday trivia. You know, it is time for the high school football playoffs, so I've got a couple of questions in high school football playoffs. This team, this school, this program has been in the Nebraska high school football playoffs more than anyone else. Who is it?
Cambridge.
Not Cambridge. Try back. Thank you. 888-455-ESPN. Cambridge is actually sixth on the list. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Sixth on the list. They've been in it 26 times. That's not right, though. Let's go back to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with? You know what? I've got a question for you. I got a question here for you. I'm going to throw this one out. We talked to Bertrand head football coach Brent Streeter earlier on the Doug and Daddy show. Bertrand has won one football state championship. Big Daddy was on that team. We've talked about it on the show before. Who did they beat in the finals in 1991 in C2? I'll give you all those clues.
Oh, that's too many, and I still don't know the answer.
Want to take a guess?
Amherst.
Not Amherst. I like the guess, though. Try back. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
Jeremy.
This team has been in the state high school football playoffs more than anyone else. Who is it?
Pius.
It is not Pius. Try back. Pius is down the ways with 24. Cambridge had 26. So somebody with more than that. Who are we chatting with on Troutman's Tuesday Trivia?
Troy.
All right, let's get a question here. Howells has been in the state finals six consecutive times. One other school has been in the state finals six consecutive times. Who is it?
Creighton Prep.
It is not Creighton Prep. They were in it five times from 85 to 89. Try back, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
This is Kevin.
Kevin? Oh, man. I think, Kevin, you're pretty smart. I'm going to have to come up with a tough one here. Boy, this is going to have to be tough. Let's see. I'm going to go with... Well, here we go. That's kind of fun. This is kind of fun. That might be too tough, though. Dang it. I that's a good one, but it's too tough. I can't do that to you. I'll give you one we've asked. Who has been in the state football playoffs more than any other program in Nebraska history?
Hakin St. Cecilia.
That is incorrect. Try back. 888-455-ESPN. The one I was going to say, this guy, known for his basketball, holds the C2 record for longest interception return in a playoff game. Bill Jackman from Grant, all the way back in 1980. We could be here forever. 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
Chad.
This player holds the record in Class A for the most touchdowns in a Class A playoff game. Who is it? I'll give you. Oh, that's a great guess, but that's incorrect. Try back. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
Dave,
this player, and I'm going to give you a clue here. It has happened within the last 11 years. This player scored six touchdowns in a Class A playoff game. Who was it? That is the Class A record, by the way.
Oh, my goodness. I think he's from Southeast, but I can't think of his name. Sorry.
Okay, try back. I'll ease your pain. He's not from Southeast. 888-455-3776.
I think I know that one.
Do you? All right. Let's stay on the phone lines here. Who are we chatting with?
Yeah, this is Todd from Johnson.
Todd, okay. Let's ask you this question. This player holds the Class A record for most touchdowns in a playoff game in Class A. Who is it?
No, man. Blank. Thank you, anyway.
Okay, try back.
Former Husker?
No.
Oh, then I'm wrong.
No, it's not Eric Crouch. It is not Eric Crouch. It's Troutman's Tuesday Trivia here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Let's go back to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
This is
Jim.
Jim, what's the most field goals anyone has ever made in a state playoff game? It doesn't matter class, doesn't matter who. What's the most field goals ever made in one playoff game?
Six.
Six is incorrect. Try again. 888-455-3776. 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
This is Dean.
Dean. Oh, boy. This Class A player has the most touchdowns in any Class A playoff game. Who is it?
I was going to guess Eric Crouch, but I heard that wasn't right, so I do not know that one.
Try again. 888-455-ESPN. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Keep trying, folks. Who are we chatting with?
Christian.
Christian, this school has been in the high school football playoffs more than anyone else. Who is it?
Omaha Scutt.
Not Omaha Scutt. Good guess. That's just not the right one. 888-455-3776. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Who are we chatting with?
Jeff.
Jeff, this player has scored the most touchdowns in a single Class A playoff game with six. Who is it?
I knew you were going to say that one. I'll go with Leotis Flowers.
Not Leotis Flowers. Good guess. That's a good guess. 888-455-ESPN. By the way, Tyler Schnitzler scored eight touchdowns in a playoff game, tying the state record last year. He's back for Kennesaw this year. Matt Berry has the record. He's playing for the Lopers. Six touchdowns for McCook back in 2007. Who are we chatting with on Troutman's Tuesday Trivia?
Jason.
Jason. What's the most field goals in any playoff game in Nebraska history?
Five.
Five is incorrect. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. Jeff Manline kicked two for Sargent once. One of the more athletic men.
I'll have to admit, you are beating some people up today.
Well, I thought... You
sound like Jason Stark on ESPN Mike and Mike.
A couple of these I thought would be easy. You know what? I thought maybe the first one I answered, they'd get, and I'd be going, really? Let's find out. Who are we chatting with?
Mike,
have you been on yet?
No.
Okay. This player has the most class. He holds the record Class A touchdowns in a single playoff game. Who is it?
Danny Woodhead.
It is Danny Woodhead.
Wow.
2002 versus Omaha West Side. See, I knew people either kicking themselves right now. Gave them it happened here in the last. It's 2002, so 11 years. I didn't want to say 10. Some people would technicality me on that. Hey, hang on the line. We'll get you the $25 gift card. Congratulations.
That's a good
one. Thank you.
I'm impressed with that one.
The record, by the way, field goals is four. Jake Wesch out of North Bend. There's a Husker boy for you. 2001 against Fairbury, he kicked four in a single game. The record for most playoff appearances, and they lead it with 33, is Omaha Creighton Prep. We had a Creighton Prep guess on another answer, and I think we had one other trivia question that I might have only asked once. Who's been in the state finals the most times? We knew, or consecutive times. Howells had been there six consecutive times. Fall City Sacred Heart had also been there six consecutive times. Did you get them all?
I had no idea what you were talking about.
It'd be like you talking Indiana high school hoops to me.
Yeah.
I'd have no chance. A lot of high school volleyball wraps up the regular season tonight for most schools. And Kearney Catholic hosting Hershey and Broken Bow. St. Cecilia and St. Paul head to Twin River. Grand Island Central Catholic and Aquinas are at Central City for Triangulars. Adams Central's at Wood River. Grand Island's at North Platte. Northwest is at Pius for that annual battle. And tonight I'll be at Overton as the state-rated Eagles welcome in Shelton and Amherst for a Triangular that begins at 5 o'clock. I want to thank Daryl Morris and Tony Harper, UNK and Hastings College football coaches, Brent Streeter, head football coach of the undefeated Bertrand Vikings, for joining us. Our Husker lunch tomorrow, folks. Come on out. What do you think? Discuss it. Should we be happy about the win against Northwestern? And what does Michigan have in store for the Big Red? Steve Sipple with us at the Husker lunch tomorrow at Cunningham's Journal. We'll also talk with John Mazner as the soccer program could be making the postseason for the first time at UNK, and Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep to preview the high school football playoffs. Big hour. Do you feel smarter today?
I do feel better today about my coming in and sharing my feelings.
You've picked the Giants.
I've picked the Giants.
Are you in your gut, Notre Dame, Oklahoma?
Notre Dame.
And Oklahoma's a favorite in this game, right?
By 9.5.
Does that bother you?
No.
We'll see you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.